I would like to first just kind of preface that this message that I brought to you this evening, the Lord helped me with it, and I appreciate all the help that he gave me in it. This subject that we're going to kind of look at this evening is a subject that cannot very well be spoken of in one night, one message. This is a multiple series type of issue, and I just hope to just touch the surface of it this evening. So tonight we're going to take a look at a subject that every single one of us in this room tonight will deal with many times throughout our lives. And I'm pretty confident to say that most of us in this room have dealt with the issue of being offended against many, many times in our lives, and vice versa. I'm sure most of us in the room have offended others many, many times in our lives, sometimes more than once in a day. I hope tonight really to just shed some light on this subject, because it's something that I don't think that we naturally always think about. It's something that we do. We offend people sometimes and not even have a thought about it. Vice versa. People do the same to us. Sometimes offend us and they don't even know. So I just hope to shed a little bit of light on this subject and really just promote some thoughtful insight to some biblical ways to deal with others offending us or us offending others. And the title to the message tonight is Get Offended Without Taking Offense. Get offended without taking offense. I don't think that's something that we all think about every day. I never thought about it one time until the Lord laid it on my heart a few months ago, and I haven't been able to get it off my mind. And the unfortunate part is he's got me preaching it. Because this is an issue that I struggle with so, so bad. And why he's got me preaching on it, I have an idea. But I'm going to say I don't know why. I'm just going to say God has a sense of humor. Let's just say that. And we're gonna be in Matthew chapter 18 tonight. So let's look at our beginning text. Matthew chapter 18, and we're going to look at verse 7. Verse 7 reads, by the way, this is Jesus speaking. Verse 7 reads, Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. The context of the beginning of this passage in which this verse is speaking to is that of things that will produce sin. Offenses that will cause others to sin. And Jesus here in verse 7, let's read the first of it. He says, Woe unto the world because of offenses. Jesus here is saying that offenses are going to come. And it is it is the cause, these offenses, they are the cause of woe and suffering in this world. How many of us in this room, with a show of hands, like to be offended against? Steve? Okay. How many of us in this room don't like it very much when people offend us? None of us do. Nobody likes to be offended. It hurts. It's hurtful. And sometimes that offense hurts very badly. Some of us take offenses worse than others. We're all different. But offenses hurt no matter who you are. We don't like when they come our way. And this is part of the woe and suffering that comes from getting offended and from offenses coming. As Jesus said in here, he said offenses will come. Look at what Jesus says in the second part of this verse. woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. Not only the fact that offenses are going to come, but they must come. He's saying that the offenses are going to come, and the truth is that because of the depravity of the human race, we will all be offended or offend others sometimes. It's just going to happen. It's natural for our flesh to be offensive to others. And Jesus said, it must come. It's going to come. Most of us in here tonight know that there are thousands of different ways that we can offend others, or others can offend us. There's numerous ways. I don't think you could probably count how many ways that you can be offended. There's so many things that we do and people can do to us that are going to offend us, some small, some large. How many of us in this room have ever let somebody borrow a tool, right? Or a book, or really just anything that we expect to get back at some point? Anybody ever do that? And lo and behold, they either break it or they just don't give it back. I'm sure it's happened to most of us in this room. And it's going to happen to all of us in this room at one point. We're going to get offended. And that's offensive when somebody takes something of ours that we let them borrow. Our natural reaction is to take offense to it. Take offense to you breaking my tool that I let you borrow. Who are you? That's my tool. So can I tell you, friends, that getting offended often is a trap of Satan to get us to react in a sinful way? Anybody ever thought about that concept? Being offended is a trap of the devil to get us or others to react to that offense in a sinful way. And we've all done it. We've all offended. We've all been offended. And the devil's loving that. That's the devil's playground. And if you've never thought about this subject, thought about this, the aspect of this, to me, when the Lord revealed that to me, I found it mind-blowing, because it's something I would have never, ever thought about until I had ran across this subject. And I appreciate him showing that to me. So turn with me, if you would, to John chapter 6. And we're going to look at verse 59. John chapter 6, verse 59. It says here, these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. And it's talking about Jesus teaching in the synagogue. 60, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Verse 66, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. People were offended in what Jesus was teaching. People were offended at the gospel. Many people will be offended by the doctrine of the gospel and the message and the life a Christian must lead. It's going to offend a lot of people. And a lot of people are going to turn away from that. turn away from hearing and just leave it all together and never look back. Sadly, I thank the Lord that when I heard the message back there of Pastor Smith, I took heed, and I thank him for that. But there's going to be many who take offense to what this book says and what we're bringing to them. They're going to take offense to it and turn away and never look back, and that's sad. But we still have to keep moving on. So this kind of thinking of turning away, thinking of being offended and turning away from the message that Jesus was speaking, this kind of is going to lead us into the second part of this message, which will help us think about the fact that just because we get offended doesn't mean we have to take offense and react in return in an ungodly manner. Right? We're going to be offended. But that does not mean that we have to react to it in an ungodly manner. There is a good way to react to being offended. And that's kind of the gist of the message tonight, and something that I hope we can all really just take away from tonight and think about and meditate on, really how we let getting offended either rule us or take control of that and get that under control. Because for some of us, me included, it's not that easy. And it's very strong in some people's lives. So do we all understand that we have a choice, that when we get offended, either to react negatively or in a more positive manner? I mean, I think once we all think about it, we can come to that conclusion. We have a choice to make when we're offended from somebody, whether to do it in a godly manner or a worldly manner. The world tells us what to do. I was always good at reacting in an ungodly manner when I was offended, because that's the way we are. And so we've all been guilty of this at some point. But the truth is that we as Christians should be able to control ourselves, and at the very least try to control this part of our life. That's the least we can do. Turn to Proverbs chapter 25 with me, if you would. I appreciate you guys not throwing eggs at me tonight, or tomatoes. I was really worried about that. Proverbs chapter 25, we're going to look at verse 28. I love the wisdom of Solomon. There's so much good stuff in Proverbs that really, if we could just nail the whole book of Proverbs down, I don't think we'd have very many issues in our lives. So we're going to look at verse 28, and he says here that he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Wow, there's a lot in that verse. It doesn't have to relate just to this subject. It has to really relate to every aspect of our life, of our Christian life. He's saying that he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down. This verse warns us, really, about lacking discipline over our spirit, our emotions, our desires, our impulses. We all need to learn to get control of our own spirit. We have to learn that. It's not something that comes natural to us. And not to be so quick to take offense and act in an ungodly manner, which is not an easy thing to do. Getting our own spirit in control is not easy. Because, let's just face it, we don't want to. Our flesh does not want to. We've got Satan throwing things at us left and right, throwing people, offending us all the time. He doesn't want us to get any peace over this either. But if we're going to have some peace in this area, we're going to have to learn how to really just get control of our own spirit, because nobody else is in control of our spirit, and we can't blame God when we offend others. We can't blame God when we take offense to being offended. It's totally up to us. It's our choice. So we are the ones who have to really get control of our own spirit. And I'll be honest, this message was difficult for me to bring tonight, just because of the fact that it's so difficult for me to get control of this issue. And then, have you ever heard the saying, practice what you preach? Right now I'm going to say sorry to every person in this room, because this is a hard one. I'm going to have to practice a long time to really try to overcome this one. But I think by bringing it out, by talking about it, I think it may even help someone else in this room too. And I'm not talking about anybody in specific. I just hope that it helps you, and I'm sure it's going to help me. You know how the Lord kind of leads people into hard situations, and we're going to talk about that here in a couple minutes. He'll lead us into hard situations and things that we don't even want to do. Look at Jonah. He tried to lead him to go talk to some people that probably would have wrung his neck in his mind if the Lord wasn't with him. You know, and what did he do? He did what I want to do right now. Run. He ran for the hills. Well, he ran for the water, but anyway. It's definitely not easy. And I don't know. I'm just glad my wife's not in here tonight listening to this. They say telling jokes helps relieve the nervousness of preaching in front of your home church for the first time, but I really appreciate him giving me the chance to do this. If you wouldn't mind, look at John chapter 13. Let's go to the other end of the book. We're going to look at John chapter 13. This is a very, very familiar passage of Scripture to all of us. I'm sure we've all heard this 100 times, 1,000 times. We're going to look at verse 16 in chapter 13 of John. And it's Jesus speaking again. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him." You guys remember hearing that verse ever? The servant is not greater than the Lord. How did Jesus react to being offended against when he was crucified? Wasn't it offensive for him to go through that? Don't you think that was a pretty offensive to Jesus to endure that cross, to endure the pain and the shame that he went through? Yet he didn't take offense and yell at anyone. We don't see that he complained at all when those men were beating him. He could have. He had every right. He's the Lord. He had every right to call his angels down and stop them from whipping him. But he didn't. What did he say while he was hanging on that cross? He said, "Father, forgive them." Man, I don't know. That'd be tough. That'd be tough for me to do. Jesus had complete control over his spirit while he was in agony and dying. Complete control. We should all take this example and many others in this Bible and try our best to not let ourselves take offense when people offend us. We should look at Jesus' actions and take them to heart and just think, the offenses that we go through are nothing. They're this small compared to how Jesus was offended. Yet he said not a word except Father, forgive them. All right, one more place. Maybe two. Let's look at Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. And we're going to look at verse 14. It says here in verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. That's pretty strong language. You won't see the Lord unless you follow peace. And then in verse 15, it says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many are defiled. Bitterness in our lives defiles us. It is a sin. And we should all be aware that we don't let this action enter into our hearts because someone has offended us. It's easy for us to get bitter against somebody who has offended us. I'm guilty of it. I'm sure a lot of people in this room are guilty of it at some point. But it's a sin. If we let somebody cause us to sin, what does that say about us as a Christian? It's very important to the Lord that we think about this and we do what we can to work on this in our lives, because it just happens too often. It happens a lot. We don't have the right to get offended and take offense and react in an ungodly manner. We just don't have that right. Are we the Lord? No. Jesus had full right to stand up against his oppressors and the people who offended him, but he didn't. So are we better than our master? No, we're not. And we ought to really take that to heart. All right, let's look at one more place. Go to the right to the book of James, chapter 1. And we're going to look at verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. He writes here, he says, blessed is a man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. This verse speaks to being tested and those who pass that test. Look back at verse 3, same chapter. It says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. God tests us by allowing circumstances to happen in our lives. He wants to teach us through letting us go through trials. When we fail, we see where we are. We see that we are not where we need to be in our relationship with God. That's what failures show us, where we are in our relationship with God. So that should give us a reason to reach out to God through prayer and through studying His Word to find out what steps need to be taken in the right direction to repair that relationship with the Lord. That's our duty. Think of being offended as God's way of testing your faith. If we can all kind of get that concept in our minds to think of every time somebody offends you, it's God testing you. If you had that notion on your mind when somebody offended you, do you think you might react a little differently? Maybe. I know I probably would. I know keeping the Lord on my mind at certain times of the day really helps me, and I notice it. And especially in this way would really help me out. God wants us to make that right decision. That's what he wants. He wants the best for us. And he gives us all the tools we need. He gives us all the tools we need to learn how to make that right decision. Right? It's all in here. All the rules that we need to know, all the ways we need to know to react are right in here. He gives it to us. It's just up to us to search it out. It's up to us to search out how we can overcome the sin of taking offense when being offended. It's up to us. It's our job to figure that out. So lastly, let's kind of look at a few little things here. What are some things that we can do really to help us learn to not react negatively to being offended? And again, I'm just going to put it out there. This is not a hard or an easy thing to do. It's very hard for a lot of people to get control of this. But if we don't start somewhere, we never have a chance. We just continue to fail and fail. So I just want to be an encouragement that we all take heed and think about this. Think about this the rest of the week and what you can do personally to really just get control of that. I think it's going to help you and others, because hopefully it'll help us not offend other people, because if we have a heart for people, then why would we want to offend somebody? So let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1 real quick. It's not very far. Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. We'll read down to verse 10. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. We need to have continual growth in Jesus Christ. Until the day we die, we need to continually be growing in Jesus Christ. The more mature a Christian we are, the easier it will be for us to endure offenses. Sometimes the way I react to offenses doesn't make me feel very mature as a Christian, but it's something I have to work on. I think the Lord really just pounded this into my heart this last week, putting this message together. And I hope it helps you guys too. But the next one is to help humble ourselves. We need to humble ourselves. We need to not be so proud. We need to not be so prideful to think that we are above being offended. I think that's a lot of our problem sometimes when we get offended, is we don't think we deserve to be offended, right? Who does this guy think he is to do that to me? Pride is a very, very, very hurtful thing in our lives, and we need to suppress that. And the only way to suppress that is to humble ourselves. Get it in our minds that we are not above getting offended. If Jesus was offended, how could we think that we should never, ever be offended? You guys remember last week, I think it was last week, we heard a message from Pastor Weiss about church members suing each other, taking each other to court, and that was a good message. I really enjoyed that message, and I really enjoyed the way that Paul kind of ended that. because of the heart of these people in this church, he was pretty rough on them in the end. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7, he says, "Why do you not rather just take wrong?" How hard is that? How hard is that? If someone comes up to you and offends you, you're just going to take wrong. Just take it. "Thanks, brother. Let me shake your hand. Give me a hug." I don't think I've ever done that. Maybe I'll try it the next time Steve offends me. What a concept. Just take it. Just don't even do anything. Let it go. Just let it go in one ear and out the other and go the other way. What a concept. I love Paul. Sometimes we should just humble ourselves and let things go. Not easy. And then thirdly, we need to show the love of God and just forgive people. The more mature a Christian you are, the more of God's love you're going to have inside you, the more you're going to be able to just look at somebody who's offended you and say, "I forgive you." Or leave that situation and go and pray for them. That's what we need to do, right, brother? So, that all said, I appreciate you guys listening, and I hope it's something that we all think about and just kind of keep that in our minds that this is something that we don't always think about. It's easy to offend others without even having a second thought about it. It's very easy for some of us to get offended and, I mean, just lash back right away without even having a second thought about it. So let's all work on getting offended and not taking offense, right? Let's all try to work on that and try not to take offense to being offended and reacting in an ungodly manner.